This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part two of the last message from the series called Through the Looking Glass. It's taken from 2 Corinthians, Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, chapter 12 this week, verses 7 through 10, where Paul makes the contradictory, paradoxical statement that God will do more through our weaknesses than we would ever consider doing through our strengths. Doesn't make sense, does it? Let's listen to part two today. Let's look at verse 7. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations. What's he talking about? If you read earlier in the chapters, Paul had what some people would call today a near-death experience. There are people who think Paul had a near-death experience and he had a vision of heaven. He uses the term in chapter 12, third heaven. I never knew what third heaven meant, let alone first and second heaven. First heaven had to do with the sky. When you go outside the building today and you look up and see the clouds, that's first heaven. Second heaven, I think the way I would interpret it is what's out in space at night, the stars and the moon, the planets that you're able to see either with a telescope or with the naked eye. And the third heaven would be heaven, what we traditionally call biblical heaven. But that's what he's talking about. And I believe that God gave him a vision of heaven, just like people today claim to have a vision of heaven. What's my point? Paul said, I could become conceited because I could tell people, you know, I've had a vision that you haven't seen. I've had a revelation to my spirit about heaven, and boy, you guys would just be amazed if you saw what I saw. And he said, to keep me from being conceited, verse 7, because of these great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Different Bible commentators say different things. Some people think it was epilepsy. Some people thought he had an eye problem. Some people thought it was some physical ailment. Some people thought it was an enemy, a physical person. One guy said, even though the Bible says he wasn't married, somebody suggested it was his wife. Be careful. Don't ever call your wife, and I really mean this, don't ever call your wife your thorn in the side. And don't ever call your husband your thorn for this reason. It's pretty serious business. Because to call somebody that, what Paul was saying, is something that was debilitating. Something that haunted him. Something that made his life rough and made life earnest for him. So don't ever term your spouse as your thorn, because it really is not a funny thing. Paul said there was given me a thorn in the flesh. And whatever it was, verse 8, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. Everybody can relate to verse 8 because there's been something in your life financially, there's something physically, something emotionally, something in your marriage, something that's going on with one of your children. You said, God, please get me out of this deal. Get me out of this place we're at in our marriage. Get us out of this place we are financially. And you know what I mean, and you have pleaded with the Lord. Everybody can relate to that. But what's intriguing is not his statement in verse 8. What's intriguing is verse 9. But he said to me, God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. You know what? I know there are men here today in all three services that say, I don't believe that. And I understand that. There are women in all three services today. I just can't buy that. Max Lucado is from San Antonio, Texas. He says this, one of the best Christian writers there is, in my opinion. Can I speak, or may I speak candidly with you for a few moments? For some of you, the journey has been long and stormy. Well, we will read this piece from Max Lucado in its entirety tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.